Page 5. Some Miracles Jesus Did. Then he commanded the multitudes to sit down on the grass. And he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to the disciples, and the disciples gave to the multitudes. So they all ate and were filled, and they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments that remained. Now those who had eaten were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. Matthew chapter 14, verses 19 through 21. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. Luke chapter 5, verses 5 and 6. And behold, 2 men sitting by the road, when they heard that Jesus was passing by, cried out, saying, Have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David. So Jesus said, What do you want me to do for you? They said to him, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. So Jesus had compassion and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. Matthew chapter 20 and verse 30, and verses 32b through 34. Page 6. Jesus Christ is Creator and Lord. God who created all things through Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 9b. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. And things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. John chapter 1, verse 3. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians chapter 2, verse 11. God has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1a and 2. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Acts chapter 2, verse 36. For to this end Christ died and rose and lived again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. Romans chapter 14, verse 9. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9.